It's back to the drawing board for BP after the failure of its most recent efforts to plug the well-gushing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. But whatever it tries now, it admits it can only minimise the leak, not stop it, until relief wells are completed in August. No one knows how much oil is ending up in the sea, but the Obama administration has now declared it America's biggest environmental disaster ever. North America correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
Heartbreaking. That's how the news about the latest failure to stop the oil was described by many. And it was the US President's energy advisor, Carol Browner, who laid it out in stark terms.
This is probably the biggest environmental disaster we've ever faced in this country. It's certainly the biggest oil spill, and we're responding with the biggest environmental response. It means more oil is leaking into the Gulf of Mexico than at any other time in our history. It means there's more oil than the Exxon Valdez.
Mm-hmm. BP had tried forcing in a mixture of mud and cement, but it didn't seal the well. Executive Bob Dudley says they're going back to a previous plan, the containment dome, hoping they fixed what went wrong with that the first time.
I think the engineering on this is more simple than the top kill. What we need to do is go down with the robots, diamond cut saws, slice off the top of that riser with a clean surface. The flow rate shouldn't be that much higher, and then drop over it this containment. It'll be a 4 to 7 day operation. I think the probability of it working is much different than the top kill.
But appearing on all of the Sunday morning talk shows here in America, the BP chief defended the effort so far.
As you know, the 5,000 feet of water, no humans could go down there. We're reliant on the robots. These guys that are working offshore are incredibly skilled at this. We've been asking them to do the equivalent of open heart surgery on television for everyone. They are very, very careful people that check pressures and temperatures and connections.
Right.
But I would say by the end of the week.
The anger continues to grow. Longtime Democrat supporter James Carville vented his frustration live on television.
The country feels like it is entitled to abuse this state and forget about us, and we're sick of it. And I want you to come down. I don't think you're a good person. I think you're a smart person. I want to get you and show you what's happened to us, what they have done to us. And you know good and well. We had on a rival network, somebody says, well, if this thing hits Pensacola Beach, that's going to be a real tragedy. They don't produce anything off of Pensacola Beach. We are the highest quality seafood area in the world.
And the former military general and Secretary of State Colin Powell said the administration's response wasn't enough.
I think the federal government has to move in quickly and move in with, to use my favorite expression, decisive force, to demonstrate that it's doing everything that it can do.
And he says that wasn't done.
The president correctly said the other day that he'd been monitoring and following it and essentially been on top of it from the beginning. But that impression was not conveyed to the American people, and the comprehensive speech he gave the other day, I think he would have been better served and the nation would have been better served if he'd given it a few weeks earlier.
At least 20 million gallons of oil are now estimated to have leaked into the ocean since the rig exploded on April the 20th. And BP is facing even more criticism with new allegations that internal company files showed BP had serious concerns about the deepwater rig weeks before the accident. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.